Hi, Lee there?
No, he's not.
Could you get him a message, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, can you just tell him to call Jeff when he gets a chance?
Jeff, okay, from what?
Pardon me?
What's this for?
Oh, I just, he could help me out with something. I just wanted to ask him a question. Can I leave you my number?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Lee's wife.
Oh, hello?
Something to ask him?
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just, I wanted to call, and I was trying to call him to ask him. I just had a couple quick questions. He could help, clear some things up for me.
Okay.
It was just about, like, what happened with, like, on 9/11 with...
That ain't happening.
It's not?
No. We had a daughter the following year, on September 11th. And we're not speaking about it anymore. Everybody has called, came by, disrupting our family for the past 5 years,
yeah.
And promised us, oh, to get an article, and oh, we'll send you our newspaper when we publish it. Nobody sent us jack shit.
Would you?
What's happening?
So you wouldn't be interested in being on a documentary or anything
nope,
like that?
Nothing.
Right?
We did documentaries for California. We're done.
So are you just...
Everybody that you know... could not call me.
Well, I'm sorry that you're upset.
It's
about
bullshit. I am tired. Do you know what they're doing in Shanksville right now? What the plans are?
No.
How can you thrive on people that died? They are going to build it into a big thing.
Like it's...
And hotels and restaurants and
like
all this and make it a big memorial. So they can make money off of people that died that day.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, that one lady, Val McClatchy, she sells a photograph for $20.
I'm telling you, it's bullshit. We're so disgusted.
And I've even
so
talked
disgusted.
To some... I even talked to, Kelly Levernight, and they said that this Val McClatchy's photo was fake and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, what totally makes me mad, you just talked to my husband. You just talked to my husband, Lee.
Like, is he even, like...
He won't talk, because we're totally disgusted. And the thing is, he was working out at Little Rock, and that following year, we went up to the memorial, and we were out there the whole time. We were there that whole first year and everything. And there's some, I don't know what her name was, but she's in charge of it all. And she's saying, well, this is... She's telling everybody that came out to the memorial site there and the fence and everything and come out to see where the plane went down.
Yeah.
This is how it happened. This is how it happened. I said, you know what? I said, my husband works right up there at Little Rock. He's getting off in 15 minutes. You stick around if you want to hear how it actually went down. My husband, it was his second day on the job, and he watched it come down. It wasn't shot down or nothing. And we had a guy last year from California coming in here and track us down for an interview because everybody else was saying what color the plane was. Lee is the only one that knows what color that plane was.
Well, I don't understand. It was like a United 93 or no?
Huh?
Was it a United 93? Like?
Yeah. Oh, it's been said it was black. It's been said it was shot down and all this. He's the one that saw it come down.
So he knows, like, he saw...
Yep.
He actually saw
it come down. He saw that it wasn't shot down. He knows what color the plane was. It was that close in view that he could see what color it was. We just don't want bothered anymore.
Well,
we had...
How come on the pictures I look at and stuff, it looks like you can see the hole, but there's, like, you don't really see any debris. And then I heard about that Wally Miller coroner guy.
Yeah.
Supposedly, when he went there the first time, he said, well, there's nothing for me to do here. There's no bodies and there's no blood. And then he changed his story a couple years later. And
yep.
It's all, like, it's
so
crazy.
It's just getting so publicized, and we don't want anything to do with it anymore.
And I feel, too, like, I look on the stuff, like, on the internet and stuff, and a lot of people, it seems like they want to make money off and become rich and famous.
Our people here, the Daily American, where Levernight is from, or Kelly Levernight is from, there's nothing about publicity and getting. They're all hollering about their funding and they're not getting the funding for this. Now this one wants to change it because it's not suiting this, that memorial that they're building and stuff. And we want nothing to do with it. You know, it's sad. If it was...
Like, it's a pretty small town. Like, you guys must all kind of know each other.
Everybody knows everybody.
Like, what do people think about Val McClatchy then? Like, do they all think, what a disgusting person? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because all of a sudden, it was like, the way I read it, like, she was all almost bankrupt, and all of a sudden that happened.
Oh, yeah, and now rich.
Now she's rich, and she has her own real estate business and all this
stuff. Riches can be thriving off of it. And they want to put a McDonald's in up here, and they want a hotel out there.
But why wouldn't the FBI or the police or whoever, like the authorities, be like, "Lady, this is fake. Like, what are you doing?"
Because it's money. I guess it's money. Money talks around here.
Where is she getting the money? Just from the $20 photo?
What I don't understand is why the victims, family members, are not coming to Shanksville or to Somerset County and being like, this is wrong.
So,
now, how can you make money off of my daughter or my son or, you know, my husband or my wife? How can you make money off of them? And that's what they're doing.
Do you believe there should be a new investigation into 9/11? Or do you believe the official story of what they said in the commission report and like the official story?
I think the story's right. I mean the story is fine. I mean with it and my Lee's been in Reader's Digest and he told his shit the time and had documentaries done every year and last year he's like, oh, he says, I'm tired of this. He said, I've got my daughter that was born a year after that. Our daughter was born on September 11th, following year.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, she came September 11th, so very too.
That is very...
That was a big thing with our local, well, they're out of Pittsburgh, which is about 50, 60 miles from us. But that was a big thing because Channel 4 had interviewed him before September 11th of that year, and I was, like, really pregnant, and he's like, do you think you get pregnant? You have her around that time. I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
And it happened to
ended
be
up coming.
On the
Well, they came to the hospital, and they interviewed him, and interviewed us.
Oh, that should, I can't believe I never heard that on, like, CNN or something like that.
Yeah, it was just, something local, and things like that, but, we moved on, and we finally got to be in Sleeping Through the Night, and everything else, and he's been in a job for 4 years now where he's full-time, he does repair work.
Does he have anybody like people like Alex Jones or Loose Change or people like that contacting him?
No.
Like even like Rosie O'Donnell's even been coming out on The View during the day on that daytime show, and she's plastered all over the news right now because they're saying, ooh, the crazy lesbian's saying investigate 9/11 and all
that. Yeah, well, the day that sucker calls me, I'm going to tell you better go eat something. I can't stand her.
Oh, okay, well, I know what I mean. She generates a lot of publicity and stuff.
Haven't had anything. Like last year, a guy had called and I said, my husband is not interested. I said, he works full-time during the day, and I was working full-time then. I'm back in school right now for my degree and stuff in business management.
So you guys are really busy just trying to get on with your lives.
And I said, well, he's not doing anything right now. And he's like, okay, well, I'd really appreciate if I could speak to him. Could you give him my name and my phone number? So he dropped his name and phone number. As soon as my husband came in the door at 4:30, 4, 5 o'clock, he was at my door knocking.
Oh,
how did you find out where I lived? We've moved 3 places since September 11th.
And that is that because people are bothering you?
Yep, because of that. We want nothing to do with it.
Well, see, like, I never even...
So, the reason... Wait, what was that site that you got all that... that they published it wrong?
On that one.
You went on something, let's see, about a month or maybe a month, month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was some site. I have to dig through and see what site it was.
And it was like
published it all wrong. Totally wrong. Had him in there citing things. And I'm like, wait, I said, you know what, if you really want to do something about this, I said, you can find them. Because, you know, you can't say that this came straight from the horse's mouth,
well,
not make
like,
it exactly the way that it should be.
Exactly, that's illegal.
But I'll tell you what, if you are legit, and you would publish nothing but the truth.
Well,
that's my thing, is publishing nothing but the truth.
Can I tell you something?
It's from his...
I'm just a guy in Canada that is looking for the truth, and
okay.
I've met a lot of people along the way, and I could get you in contact with the right people. I'm not saying I'm anybody. I'm nobody. I just happen to know this stuff, and I stumbled upon it a few years ago, and it blew my mind, and I freaked out. It was like I was on a bad drug trip or something.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe this. I'm looking at all this 9/11 stuff and all the controversy.
Have you ever been, you've never been to Somerset or Sanctville?
No.
You been out to Crosslake?
No, I won't even go across the river anymore. I live right on the border in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and it's right on the border with Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And I won't even go across to the bars or anything anymore. I'm like, I'm not going across there until 9/11 is resolved. Because there's too many questions, and it's just crazy.
It's not a matter of questions, and people in this town, if they can find, it's a one-horse town, and I'll tell you that. If you can find something to go on, say the girl across the street here gets convicted of abusing a kid. They're going to take it, and everybody in the town is going to be like,
the child youth, and they'll try and get their kid taken away. And, oh, I know, it's crazy. But, see, I mean, if people really wanted to tell the truth, they would have to go into the public eye. So then, once they're in the public eye, no one can screw with them because they'd have the same or much power as Rosie O'Donnell, you know what I mean?
Right.
They can't touch you once you're in the public eye. So I would mean, if I was you guys, I would want to, like... I know a guy, actually, I got your number from some guy, he emailed me your number, he said, call these people and talk to them, please ask them to be in a documentary. And I know all these people, and these guys are, Charlie Sheen's rating, one guy's documentary, Charlie Sheen is narrating it this summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Loose Change. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
You've never saw Loose Change?
I think so. My husband's more into movies and...
See, there's a guy named Dylan Avery that makes Loose Change. It's been out twice before. It's the biggest thing that's ever hit the internet from when it was released. It says there's a lot of questions surrounding 9/11. Even Rosie O'Donnell is backing it. And then the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, his name's Dave Cuban... He's a billionaire. He just came out on TV, and he was being attacked all over Fox News and stuff last week because he's financing to get it into the theaters, and he's financing, they call it like the 9/11 truth movement or something.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of bad people involved in it, too, that are out to make money, just like you were saying.
We didn't appreciate the guy coming when I told him that we weren't interested, and he came here. And he said, the New York Times, he's like, you know, I'll send you the article and everything that we print. We're all for it, you know, send us. You know what I got in the mail? A full subscription in the New York Times that I had to pay for it in the end.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I had to pay for it, and I didn't even get that first article. I never got one article on 9/11. I got everything after that.
Wow.
Subscriptions up until February, until I canceled it.
Well, see, I think a lot of people don't want to talk about it because they're scared to get out in the public, because they will be put out in the public, and you almost would be put all over the media once you started talking
the truth. Yeah, and see, that's the thing. We don't want that. I mean, it was just something that happened, and he happened to be there.
Yeah, it's just like kind of maybe wrong place, wrong time or something.
And back then, he was single. Me and him, we met in that summer, and then we lost touch with each other.
Yeah.
And then we got...